Tacos, salad, chicken wings, chocolate-covered apples, sherbet punch. It's all on the menu for today's lunch. A small group of veterans is learning how to cook, and the kitchen is hopping. Chef Ellen Adams darts around, helping people make their dishes.
And these guys are working on the chicken legs. They have tossed them in flour and olive oil.
Adams served in the Air Force for 20 years. She went on to culinary school and became a personal chef. But she wanted to do more to help veterans. And then she got the opportunity to go on the reality TV cooking show Chopped.
And I said, when I win the $10,000, I'm going to start a veterans cooking school in Rochester, New York, where I live. And everyone went, oh, it's so great.
But Adams didn't make it past the first round of the show. She got chopped.
I was so mad. I'm like, how could you chop me? I can't believe this. Here I am representing the United States Air Force.
But that didn't derail Adams' dream of starting a veterans cooking school. The night the show aired, she got a text message from a stranger in California, a woman who donates to veterans' causes.
It said, hi, Ellen. Veterans are my passion. I want to give you the $10,000 for your cooking school. And I was dumbfounded. I'm like, who is this? I thought it was like my cousin trying to punk me, but I'm like, I don't recognize this phone number.
It was legit. The donor wrote a check. Adams knew she wanted to host the program at the Equicenter outside of Rochester, New York, where they raise and train horses and where they were already running therapeutic horsemanship and farming programs for veterans. Adding food seemed like a good fit. A lot of organizations, including the VA, do cooking and nutrition programs for veterans. But this is one of the few that emphasizes the communal value of food. Nate Bush was one of the first veterans to come through the program.
What I experienced was a bunch of veterans getting together again and feeling that camaraderie that I had missed for 10 years. And we were eating food and working together and preparing the food from seed all the way to harvest.
Bush works for the program now, and he says growing and cooking food gets veterans invested in what they're eating.
You know, that food is special. You know, it's you know where it came from, and you know what you did to bring it to your table.
Today, veteran Chuck Dill is chopping carrots from the Equicenter's garden.
Some of these are for salad, and some of these are going to be for, like, a dipping. Like, when you get your chicken wings at the restaurant, you got your celery and carrots.
Dill says he really didn't know how to cook or garden before this, but that's not the whole reason he's here. He served in Iraq and Kuwait and got injured. He walks with a cane now, and it's hard for him to get around.
Kind of keeps you at home after a while because you're always in pain. You can't move around too much. This gives you an excuse to get out and be around people that understand what you've been through so you don't feel judged by people.
Once the food's all ready, everyone loads up their plates, squeezes around the farm table, and digs in. It's relaxed and fun. There's something so human about sitting and eating together. Meal by meal, veterans here are starting to heal, and they've got some delicious medicine. I'm Sarah Harris.